Thanksgiving is coming up. Dan, are you hosting anything, or are you going to different houses? What are you doing?
We are not hosting this year. My wife's side, actually, we've actually started a tradition of doing it the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Ah.
So that allows everybody to actually have a good time and not keep an eye on the clock. Right. So we'll be doing it the Sunday before, and then on the actual day, my Uncle Mike and Aunt Susan are hosting.
Okay.
So,
and your birthday is the day before.
It is.
What are you going to do? You guys got plans for your birthday?
We are going to relax is what I asked for and I'm receiving.
And we're off that whole week.
Yep.
So do we know who's going to be filling in for us?
Brian Noonan.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. And who's producing for him?
I know Dan Long is definitely in Wednesday night to Thursday. Okay. I'm not sure about the rest of the week.
Okay, cool. So there you go. The show's in good hands.
Yes.
Dan Long, Brian Noonan. I couldn't think of two better people to leave the show off with while we're gone for the holiday weekend. It's a birthday and a holiday weekend for you. It's going to be busy, man. You're starting on Sunday.
Right.
You were going to relax on your birthday on Wednesday, and then you get right back to it on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
All right. Very, very cool. All right. Well, Thanksgiving is it's my favorite. If technically Halloween's not really a real holiday, you know. I mean, we call it a holiday, but you got to work on Halloween. But Thanksgiving is my favorite, and I don't, you know, it used to be sort of a bigger deal when our families would get together because it's just me and my parents, you know, mostly. But I love it, you know. I don't know what my mom's making this year. Last year she did lasagna, she went Italian on it, and we didn't do the traditional. And I'm like my mom doesn't need to be making 15,000 things and worrying about a turkey in the oven for 9 hours. You know, just she can make something basic and it's fine. It's just we're going to share the meal together and hang out. But it's my favorite. I like Thanksgiving a lot. I always have ever since I was a kid. It's always been my favorite. So I look forward to it. And, so just hang out with the folks. We can watch a little football. The Bears are playing. So that should be fun. But Thanksgiving is cool. But now here's the deal. To make things a little bit easier, we have a little story here. There's a chain that's selling a Thanksgiving meal kit that's practically effortless. Now, see, this sounds good to me because, you know, there are so many components to the classic Thanksgiving dinner. So much stuff is going on. You know, every burner is taken. The oven's on. There's 9 things in there. You got to worry about the turkey and do the basting and do it all that. Here's what they say, though. What's better than eating all day on Thanksgiving? Not having to wake up at the crack of dawn to get everything ready. This season, Cracker Barrel. Oh, good old Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel wants you to spend more time with the family and less time in the kitchen, so the brand is offering a hassle-free heat-and-serve meal that takes 2 hours or less to prepare and feeds up to 10 hungry bellies. That sounds like a good deal. Hey, Popeye Doyle's, Popeye's, are they doing the Cajun turkey again? Because they have this, we did that 1 year. We got the Cajun turkey from Popeye's 1 year. It was really good. You get it and then you just throw it in the oven for a while.
It looks like they are.
Oh, it's good. If you want, less hassle, get that turkey. You don't only have to put it in the oven and you don't have to really, worry about anything else. I can't remember how long you have to cook. I think it's hour and a half or something like that. But it's really good. And if they're offering that, maybe that's the route we can go this year with my folks. And then my mom doesn't have to do anything. She'll do a couple of sides. I think you can get sides though with the Cajun turkey from Popeye Doyle's. And by the way, I'm forever going to refer to it as Popeye Doyle's from now on.
As you should.
Because for those of you who didn't listen the morning that my mind was completely blown, Popeye's chicken is not based on Popeye the Sailor. So for all of these years, for these many, many, many years, I've always thought that Popeye's chicken was inspired by Popeye the Sailor. But in fact, it wasn't. The original owner was a massive fan of the French Connection. This is a true story. Was a massive fan of the French Connection and named Popeye's after Popeye Doyle, who is Gene Hackman's character in the French Connection. And I think that's the coolest thing of all time. So Popeye Doyle's, that's what it should be called. Co. So Cracker Barrel's the turkey day kit, it costs $109, which is approximately $10.90 per person, and it includes all the essentials: 2 oven roasted turkey breasts, cornbread dressing, turkey gravy, cranberry relish, sweet yeast rolls and a choice of three sides, including carrots, corn, fried apples, green beans, green bean casserole. That's an additional $2.49 because you can't. You got to charge more for the green bean casserole. A hash brown casserole, macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes with turkey gravy, and sweet potato casserole. All of that stuff you can choose from that. A pumpkin pie and a pecan pie are also included for dessert. Customers can reserve their heat and serve meal kits now to be picked up between November 17th and November 25th. So if you're thinking about doing this, there you go. So if you have absolutely no intentions of lifting a finger on Thanksgiving, Cracker Barrel also offers home-style turkey and dressing family meal to go. The option costs $67.99. It feeds up to six people and comes hot, packed, and ready to serve upon pickup. It includes turkey, ham, turkey gravy, a choice of three quart-sized sides, cranberry relish, a choice of biscuits, corn muffins, or a loaf of sourdough bread. If none of this phases you and you just want to get out of the house, or perhaps you're spending the holiday alone and you can't quite eat for six, Cracker Barrel will be open on Thanksgiving, which reportedly is the chain's busiest day of the year. Not surprised by that. I'm not surprised at all. Guests can mosey on in from 11 a.m. to close for a home-style turkey and dressing meal, which comes with turkey, gravy, ham, sweet potato casserole, cranberry relish. I'm starting to get hungry now. A choice of one side, buttermilk biscuits or corn muffins, a slice of pumpkin pie, and a refillable beverage. All for just $12.99 per adult and $7.99 per child. That's great. That's really cool. Cracker Barrel. So there you go. Get your Turkey Day kit. And if you don't even want to cook, you can get your home-style turkey and dressing family meal to go. And you can order the Turkey Day kit now, and you can pick it up between November 17th, November 25th, and it cuts down a lot of hassle in the kitchen. And it's coming from Cracker Barrel, which is a great chain. So the Thanksgiving meal kit, it's an option right there. All right. We're going to talk more, and we have turkey myths that could ruin your Thanksgiving. That's coming up. And if you want to jump in with any Thanksgiving stories or memories, 312-981-7200. And we'll be back for the news after this. A Triple Play Thursday continues. That's one artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. And that's a 224 area code with Mr. Rogers and Won't You Be My Neighbor, which, by the way, is the name of a documentary which is now streaming, and you can get it now. It's a documentary about Fred Rogers, and it's really terrific. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie. If you're a fan of Mr. Rogers or Fred Rogers, or you just want to watch a movie that'll make you feel good, I highly recommend it. It's called Won't You Be My Neighbor, and it's streaming now. You can check it out. How's it going? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And we're talking some Thanksgiving stuff, and we're also going to talk about some turkey myths that could ruin your Thanksgiving. Yeah, and by the way, just wanted to let people know that, you know, the breaking story right now is out of California where there was an active shooter situation, and you know, the details are slowly coming in, and as more, you know, the picture gets clearer, we'll report more on it. Vic is in the newsroom and keeping an eye on the situation, so if there are any further developments, we'll jump in and give you all the latest on what's happening. But right now, you know, everybody's just keeping an eye on the situation, and slowly, as you know, more details are coming in. So we're keeping an eye on that situation. Just wanted to let you know. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, you can, at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. There you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So we're talking a little Thanksgiving as we get closer and closer to that holiday, which is a fun holiday. We just told you about how Cracker Barrel is offering, an easy Thanksgiving meal kit that you can order and pick up. And also we were talking about how Popeyes is again offering the Cajun turkey in case you want to go that route. And we've done that in the past. My folks and I did do the Popeyes Cajun turkey thing. It was a few years ago, and it was very, very tasty, and not nearly as stressful and time consuming as you know, starting a turkey from scratch, you know, and making it in your house. So that's an option as well. But so let's say you're getting ready to do the whole Thanksgiving Day thing. You're obviously going to need to go to the grocery store in order to do that. Here is the absolute worst day to shop for your Thanksgiving groceries. Now, how about you guys out there? All right, when do you guys plan on getting your Thanksgiving day stuff for the dinner? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So you know what a madhouse the grocery store can be, especially if you pop in right before an upcoming storm or a big football game or too close to a holiday. Now, as someone who worked at the Jewels for many years, you know, Dan, I can't tell you the number of night before Thanksgivings that I've worked at the Jewel, or the day or the night before Thanksgiving. Insane. Absolutely insane. I've worked on Thanksgiving as well, and that too is a very busy day. You know, people run out of stuff, and so Thanksgiving we would be open. I can't remember how late they were open on Thanksgiving. I think I would work till, you know, maybe till, I think they were open till maybe 6 in the evening. Now you can go 24 hours. I mean, I know a lot of stores that are open, you know, like a 24 hours, or they're opening regular hours on Thanksgiving. But yeah, the day before Thanksgiving was typically one of the craziest days to work at the Jewels, and I know that that's still the case.
By the way, Canadian Bill texted and said the Jewels offers a signature turkey dinner that feeds 6 to 8 at the deli. You can see the offer on Twitter.
Yeah, I think that a lot of places do that. I know the Jewels does that, so you can check that out if you want to go to your, just, you know, head out to your local Jewel. And you can get that. They don't have Jewel in Canada? Is he from Chicago, but he's Canadian? Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's a good question, Canadian Bill. We've never asked you. Maybe he's just a fan of Jewel Oscar. Maybe he's a fan of JoJo, and that's how I got started.
Well, who isn't a fan of JoJo? Come on now. I wonder what JoJo's doing for Thanksgiving. We should invite
I think JoJo's serving up the... I want JoJo. If I'm going to be there on Thanksgiving picking up that meal, I want JoJo handing it to
JoJo
me at the deli counter.
Handing out the meals for that. So that's a good route to take, too. I think a lot of places are probably offering that, you know. Maybe we can find a list of them, Dan, at some point. Not tonight, but at some point before the end of next week. Maybe that's a... You know, they have someplace local... You know, localized, where you can get your sort of pre-made turkey or your easy to make Thanksgiving dinners or whatever they're offering, you know. Since there is no bigger eating holiday than Thanksgiving, you'll want to be smart about when you shop for your turkey and trimmings. Let's start with when not to shop. You might imagine that the worst day to hit the supermarket is the day before Thanksgiving, and you're not entirely wrong. Stores will be busy with hordes of people who forgot that their favorite stuffing recipe calls for chicken broth, or foolishly thought that one pack of butter would be enough. No, not for Thanksgiving. No way. 7-8 pounds of butter. That's what you need. At least 7-8 pounds of butter for a decent Thanksgiving. But the busiest Turkey Day shopping day of them all is not the day before Thanksgiving, but the day before that, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I got to say this. You know, having worked at the Jewels for all the years that I did, the whole week leading up to Thanksgiving is pretty crazy. You know, it really is. I mean, it was leading up to that Thursday. It was pretty much a madhouse, like every day and evening. But that whole week, but Tuesday is the worst, they say. Everyone thinks that Wednesday they will contend with nightmare crowds, so they try to beat the rush by shopping on Tuesday, says Michael Rollman in his book, Grocery, The Buying and Selling of Food in America. Hey, can we get that book?
Sure.
Grocery, The Buying and Selling of Food in America, and the author's name is Michael Rollman, which is Ruhlman. That sounds fantastic. I would love to read that book. Maybe we can get him on. To minimize hassles and make sure that you can find everything you need before shelves are picked bare, your best game plan is to stay out of the store that week if you possibly can, or finish up by Monday latest. That's good advice. A fresh turkey will stay good in the refrigerator for about 4 days before you cook it. as will any fresh veggies. A frozen turkey needs a few days to thaw safely in the refrigerator. Plan on 1 day for every 4 pounds, according to Butterball. And lots of Thanksgiving staples will be on sale in the weeks leading up to the holiday, so watch your circulars. So that's the advice right there. Don't go on Tuesday. Try to avoid the whole thing. Try to have all your shopping done on the Monday before Thanksgiving, and that'll be the easiest thing to do. And that's from the author of Grocery, The Buying and Selling of Food in America. Sounds like sound advice to me. Yeah. Because, yeah, I mean, they're really, I remember just people just, you know, taking stuff from the shelves and canned pumpkin being, you know, like thrown around and people slipping on stuff and running around. So, and I remember, you know, in the meat department, there was the butcher department was right, against the wall on the other side of the other. I was in the dairy in the frozen for most of that time, and on the other side, directly on the other side of the store that I used to work at Addison and Southport, which has now been remodeled years ago, but it's like real fancy schmancy. We were the smallest jewel in the city when I worked there. We only had 12 aisles, and it was a very small store. But now it's two floors, you know, the whole second floor is like a liquor store. It's a fancy schmancy. It's got indoor parking now. But when we worked there, you know, when we were there, it was a very small store, but I remember the amount of turkeys that would come in, and it was stunning. The amount of, and they would all sell the amount of frozen turkeys that would come in. And normally, you know, like the bottom shelf bin would be, would be there to hold and to cool all kinds of different meats. But right around, you know, the Thanksgiving time, like right around now, or like three, four days after today, that's all turkeys. Like it's all just, and people just come in, boom, 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 and grab them. So yeah, do not go the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Get all your shopping done, hopefully by the Monday before Thanksgiving, and it shouldn't be that big of a hassle for you. Okay, we're going to talk turkey. Turkey myths that could ruin your Thanksgiving. I don't want to ruin your Thanksgiving. Nobody wants to ruin your Thanksgiving. But we got some turkey myths that we're going to get to. If you want to jump in with any of the Thanksgiving thoughts or advice, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We'll break in here for the weather. It's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, me Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number to 224 area code requesting Mr. Rogers, and that's You Are Special. So Dan, the gathering that you and your family are going to have on that Sunday, is it going to be the basic Thanksgiving meal?
I believe it will be, yes.
Yeah. So all the regular
fix-ins, all the usual stuff.
Yeah. Now, are you a fan of the basic Thanksgiving meal?
Yes, that is the best meal of the year. Followed, second best meal is the sandwiches you make using the leftover turkeys day after.
That's right. Yeah, the turkey, the leftover turkey, and there's always leftover turkey, always. Unless you live next door to the Bumpuses, then you're screwed, basically. What was that, the scene where, like, he keeps trying to sneak a piece of turkey? And Melinda Dillon is, don't do that. You'll get worms. Yeah. You know, people were talking about, I was talking to someone, and they were saying that there aren't that many Thanksgiving movies. And there really aren't. I mean, obviously, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is the first one that people think of. I showed that last year at this time for my film club last year, and we had a really big crowd, and people love that movie. But as I've mentioned before, for me, it's Home for the Holidays. Home for the Holidays with Holly Hunter and Robert Downey Jr. and Bancroft, Charles Durning. Here's how good that movie is. Here's how good it is. Steve Guttenberg is good in it. That's how good Home for the Holidays is. It's a really great film. A really, really great film. So I recommend that if you're going to do some Thanksgiving viewing. But here are some turkey myths. Your myth number one, always wash the turkey thoroughly. Experts say scrubbing down your bird is not only unnecessary, it could actually be harmful. You could splash disease-causing germs around your sink, countertop, utensils, and other food that you may be preparing. The USDA says it's virtually impossible to wash bacteria off a raw turkey. Instead, the group advises cooks to wash their hands for 20 seconds after handling it. So there you go. How about this next myth? You don't have to thaw a turkey completely. Actually, a properly thawed turkey is key to making the bird is fully cooked, to make sure that the bird is fully cooked. One that's partially frozen when it goes into the oven means that the outside will cook, but the inside will remain raw. Butterball advises that you place the unopened turkey breast side up on a tray in the fridge, allow 24 hours of thawing for every 4 pounds of turkey. Never try to cook a frozen turkey overnight at a low temperature in hopes that it would be tender and moist. Low and long is exactly what harmful bacteria needs to thrive. We call the temperature between 41 and 135 degrees the danger zone. That's the temperature pathogens can grow at, Ben Chapman, food safety specialist, told LiveScience.com. The USDA recommends setting your oven no lower than 325 degrees to decrease the risk of bacteria growth. Texts here. 630 area code. I got my turkey from Walmart. It cost 78 cents a pound. You can get everything at Walmart. Mark says Canadian Thanksgiving was back in October. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Canadian Bill says we have Safeway, so I guess Canadian Bill is in Canada. Matt from Marengo says, I also worked at Jewel in St. Charles. I remember we closed Thanksgiving Day at 11 a.m. After locking the doors, patron continued to bang on the glass to let them in. Oh, man. Hey, sorry, we're closed. No. I need cranberry sauce right now. Now, Dan, do you like the fresh cranberry sauce with the cranberries in it, or I have a soft spot in my heart for the canned cranberry sauce that's shaped like a can.
Yes, we usually serve the can, and it's actually usually the one thing I avoid on the table. It's not my bag. If I have it, I have just a little bit.
Do you have both types?
No,
or just the can?
I think just the can.
Just the can.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I grew up on that one. You know,
oh, sure.
That's the one that we had all the time. And, you know, the actual sort of cranberry sauce that people make with the cranberries and all that stuff, and you spoon it up. Bless you.
Thank you.
I don't like that as much. And I know it's better and it's fresher, and but there's just something about the can markings, you know, when you slurp it out
sure.
on the plate. And it's right there. And I remember when I would help my mom out. And one of the chores that my mom would give me, because I couldn't really ruin it, you know, was to open up to slurp out the cranberry sauce onto the plate. And then you know what I would do? I would cut it with the lid that we would just cut. The lid. I would cut it with the edge of the lid that I had just cut off, which I'm sure was real sanitary considering it came to the can, you know, the outside of the can was, I'm sure, was real sanitary, but I used to do that. My mom discouraged that. Said, why don't you just use a knife, idiot? But, yeah, so I like the jellied cranberry in the can. I just find it really lovely that it's, I like the shape that it's shaped like a can. It's got all the indentations. I love that stuff. All right, how about this? Never cook a frozen turkey is a myth. Never cook a frozen turkey. While you'd never want to start cooking a part thawed turkey, a fully frozen one can go into the oven safely. The USDA recommends cooking a frozen bird for 50% longer than you would a thawed turkey of that size. And don't forget to remove the giblets when the turkey is cooked enough to reach them. That sounds like more of a hassle than you know what I mean? You got to cook it half longer than you would, and then you got to get in there and get the giblets out, or the giblets, however you want to say it. So, all right. We got more turkey myths that we're going to get to. if you want to jump in here, if you got any other Thanksgiving stories, or if you've got some advice, or what are you guys serving this year, if you want to jump in on that, we would love to hear from you. It's 312-981-7200. The news is coming up next here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. My main man, Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. It's Thursday morning, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! 312-981-7200, 773 area code, requesting Johnny Rivers with Memphis, Tennessee. So we're coming up on Thanksgiving. It's, what is it, 2 weeks from Thursday, right? 2 weeks from Thursday? Yeah. 2 weeks from Thursday. And we were giving you, I have some turkey myths that we are, that we're talking about, and so on and so forth. And we've been talking a little Thanksgiving stories here. Jay in Wisconsin says, I was working in Chicago 1 year on Thanksgiving. I was there and not home in Wisconsin, so I wasn't celebrating with anyone. I got out of work to discover the parade. I enjoyed that and then went to a wonderful Italian restaurant and I ate lasagna and it was great. Canadian Bill says, did you ever work overnight at the Jewels? Yes, I did for many years, Canadian Bill. At Safeways, we used to do turkey bowling. We'd set up some cans at the end of the aisle and knock them down with a frozen turkey. I don't remember ever doing that. But I will say that we did have hijinks. Let's just say that there were, like Jeopardy, there was trivia hijinks. Because the store was closed. I know there's a lot of 24-hour stores out there. But we would close at, I think it would close at, we worked 11 to 7. And it would, we would be closed, I think, at 11. I think at 11 o'clock they would close, or maybe 12. And then they would reopen at 6, I think. Or was it 6 or 7? I can't remember. But I know that that we were in there most of the bulk of the morning for the 8 hours that we were working. The place was closed. And there would be, you know, wackiness would ensue. Let's just say that. But I don't remember ever doing the frozen. I think I would remember doing the frozen turkey bowling. No, Canadian Bill, I don't think I ever did that. But I did do other crazy stuff. So 630 area code says, my wife and I compete each year for who cooks the best turkey. She normally roasts. I have fried the turkey as well as smoked them. This year, I'm smoking it with a Coca-Cola apple Cajun turkey. It normally wins. My neighbor tried it and went out and sought a smoker because it was so good. There you go. Be careful with the fryers, though. Dan, every year, how many stories do we hear about people burning down garages and stuff? Mm-hmm. Just be really, really careful. And you know, there's a lot of footage out there of those things. You know, I mean, every single Thanksgiving, we always talk about like how there's some sort of disaster happen with a turkey fry when you're frying a turkey. So just be very, 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 very prepared. Be very, very safe and very careful. Dino says, I'm a Packer pecker, and I just delivered the New York Times on Broadway. All right.
I may have mistranscribed that. He delivered to the Jewel.
Oh, to the Jewel.
Yeah, on Broadway.
Oh, to the Jewel. Oh, Paper Packer, who just delivered the New York Times to the Jewel on Broadway. Which one? The Jewel, was it that, what would that be? Broadway and Wilson? Is that? Sheridan and Broadway, right? I think there's a Jewel at Sheridan Broadway. We're Sheridan Broadway Cross. Maybe that's the one. Is there still one, Dan? Is the one on like Addison near Broadway? Is that still a Jewel?
I will check.
Because we used to go to that one. Now the one that we went to for most of the time that we would go to the Jewels was at Addison and Western, right by Lane. That was the Jewels that we would go to all the time at Addison and Western. But sometimes we would go to the one on Broadway. Right near Addison, on Broadway, right near Addison.
There is still...
Is that still a Jewel?
Yep.
Wow, okay. Maybe it's that one that he's talking about. So
he sent a picture, and it does look like it.
That's the one from... that's the one on Addison and Broadway, yeah. I used to go there
he
several
confirmed
times.
Addison and Broadway.
Addison and Broadway. Do they still have the indoor parking where you go up the ramp and you would park indoors? They have to, right? I mean, it's still probably the same.
I would imagine in that neighborhood.
Yeah. It was. I just remember thinking that was cool. I used to like to drive in. We used to go up and then, like... And you have to go downstairs to go to the grocery store, but you would park inside. And I always thought that was like, man, this is the coolest thing ever. So, right there on Broadway. All right. So we've been talking about turkey myths and some Thanksgiving stuff. And listen to this. We've got somebody who's listening in Sydney, Australia, and it's Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Nick. How are you, mate?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Sensational. It's great to listen to your show tonight. Or, well, actually, tonight from our side and this morning for you guys.
Yeah, that's true. So you guys over there in Australia, you guys don't have a Thanksgiving.
Well, so we don't have Thanksgiving. It was once explained to me that the pilgrims never made it to Australia. So
that's true.
But
yeah.
That being said, you know, we celebrate our Christmas in, of course, the middle of summer.
Yeah.
And, you know, frequently in Sydney, it might be a 100-degree day, that is Fahrenheit. And we, for some strange, probably reasons that we've followed the British tradition, we'll have a turkey, we'll have a hot turkey, a hot ham, and so forth. But then we will also have the prawns, which you guys call the shrimps, and lobster and everything else along with it. But Americans are the best at making turkey. There's just no doubt about it. And it's probably because of Thanksgiving. So I've been enjoying these turkey tips tonight here. It's 9:40 p.m. Thursday night here in Sydney.
Yeah.
And it's just been actually quite enjoyable. I actually thought you could put a frozen turkey in the oven. But probably it's good to have heard your advice tonight.
Yeah, we've got a lot. We have a few more too of these turkey myths that that you can so we can make your Christmas turkey maybe really delicious, Tim.
Look, Nick, I would imagine that in America, especially because of Thanksgiving, you probably get a fresh turkey that probably hasn't been put in the freezer for a couple of years. Whereas down here, we're maybe actually well and truly importing turkeys from the U.S.
Yeah.
So, and they may well have been frozen for a long time. So it's just really nice to listen to these things. We have these crazy turkey, duck, and chicken all in one.
Yeah.
Dish, and I don't know whether you've had that.
Oh yeah,
in the States,
it's called the turducken.
Turducken. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Turducken. Yeah, it's actually become very popular. I've never tried a turducken, but I like all three of the meats that are involved, and I'm sure I know a lot of people who have had it and said that they really enjoy it.
I hope I don't offend your audience, but who'd be a vegan?
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, Tim, thanks for listening all the way
in
Sydney.
Nick, I've been listening to you for years, and I think you've been at WGN for a long time.
I have.
And I love the WGN website and watching you guys online, and you can probably wave to me right now, and I can say good day back, although you can't see me.
All right, but, I'm waving.
Thanks
waving.
To your producer. Thank you, producer, and I'm a big fan of Chicago. I think it's one of the best cities in America, and I love WGN. It's a really terrific radio station.
I appreciate that, Tim. Thank you so much.
All the very best, mate.
Okay, take care. There you go. A little check-in from Sydney, Australia. How about that? I'm waving again in case he's watching on the stream there. Hi. Hi to Australia. All right. Let's see. Here's another Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Nick, how's it going?
All right.
I want to switch with that guy. I have him come to Chicago for a little while, and I'll go to Sydney for a little while.
Yeah.
But there'd be no confusion on the name, at least.
Right, exactly.
So I got two quick stories for Thanksgiving. The first is it has to do with my sister's current husband. This is probably 15 years ago or so. You know, it's the first time that the boyfriend meets the parents, the girlfriend meets the parents.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was first sort of holiday meal together. And my sister's husband, he's 100% Irish. His mom's like, straight off the boat Irish. And his dad was like maybe first generation. So he's 100% through and through Irish.
Yeah.
So they have a little different traditions, apparently, for them on Thanksgiving. So he comes to my grandma's house on Thanksgiving, and my grandma always did the regular spread of the turkey and the potatoes and everything. And instead of the white potatoes, my grandma would make sweet potatoes, so they'd be like baked sweet potatoes.
Right.
Now, my sister's husband had never seen a sweet potato before.
Is that
and
right?
So, he never saw one. And so we're all sitting at the table, around, we're sort of casually chit-chatting, the food is out, and he cuts into this potato, he looks around, This is really interesting. Did you inject some sort of dye into this potato?
Oh, that's hilarious. That is hilarious. Wow.
He's like, what's a sweet potato? So anyway, that was the first one. It was really quite funny. I still give him a hard time to this day about that. And the other one, you're talking about the gelatinous mass of cranberry.
Yeah.
Out of the can.
Yeah.
Well, we do that as well. But this is actually talking about my girlfriend's sister's husband. And they get the canned kind, too, except in the kitchen, his mom would, like, cut it up and put it out, you know, serve it nicely on a platter or whatever. Whereas at my girlfriend's parents' house, they would just, you know, slurp it out of the can like you're talking about and put it on a plate and throw it on the table.
Right.
Which is my preferred method, too.
Right.
So he looked at it, like, what is this? He's like, oh, you know, it's cranberry sauce. He's like, oh, well, my mom gets the cut-up kind.
It's the same thing. Like, my mom gets the pre-cut cranberry sauce.
Yes, the pre-cut cranberry sauce. When she's cut it, she must never pay attention.
That's
so
hilarious.
So he still gets a hard time. We give him a hard time about those
That's
things.
Funny. That's so funny. All right. Tim, thanks, man. Yeah. Have a good one.
You too, man.
Okay, take care. That's funny. Well, my mom gets the pre-cut cranberry sauce. All right. Let's take a break here. We got some weather, and then we got more Thanksgiving-related texts and more turkey myth tips right here on 720 WGN. All right, man. Yeah, Triple Thursday wraps up here. 773 area code, Johnny Rivers, the seventh son. How is everybody doing? It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Coming up, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio. All right, we're good. Doing some turkey tips. We got some Thanksgiving texts coming in. 773 area code says, Boston Market has a complete Thanksgiving dinner with whole turkeys and pies that can be delivered, and it's really tasty. 708 area code says, Nick, I always deep fry the turkey. After brining it, I separate the skin from the breast, put a layer of good bacon over the breast, and tie it with the skin loose with cooking twine. My niece is vegetarian, except when I cook a turkey. Wait a minute. Wait. So she's once a year, she's not vegetarian, so...
I know people who do that.
Is that right? 815 area code says there's one on Berwyn and Broadway as well. That's right. That's correct. Berwyn and Broadway. That's the Jewels, by the way. 773 area code says KitchenAid actually makes a countertop turkey fryer. I first saw Valerie Bertinelli use it on the Food Network, and I went out and bought one at Home Depot, and it works very nicely. Ooh. Okay. Let's see. Here's Dan on WGN. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, I guess it's kind of something to look for, not so much a tip. But my mom, she makes the best turkey. I don't know what she does, but one thing she does is she puts turkey in one of those aluminum pans and then takes all the drippings and she makes gravy out of that. And one year she made a mistake, and instead of using flour, she used powdered sugar. Was not good gravy.
Don't
use powdered sugar instead of flour.
But, right, it's not going to work.
The good thing is, we still had the meat, so we had pocket meat. You know,
that's right. Pocket meat lives on. Thank you, Dan.
And hey, one more thing,
yeah.
Nick. Instead of Boston chicken. You should probably go to Lou's. They have the best pizza.
Okay. Lou's.
I've
heard of that. Okay, thanks, Dan. Take care, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. Lou Malnati's, by the way. All right, we got some more here. You got some myths here. Dan, you ready?
Ready.
Don't fall for, this is a stuffed turkey won't cook all the way through. Don't fall for grandma's warning that roasting the stuffing in the bird will give the whole family food poisoning. Forbes.com says you can reduce the risk by heating the dressing up at least 130 degrees before placing it in the turkey. Also check the temperature of both the stuffing and the turkey meat before serving. Stuffing should be at least 165 degrees, whether it's cooked inside the bird or separately. How about this? Basting frequently keeps meat moist. Some chefs swear basting is flavor-enhancing. Others say it's a waste of time. For a less hectic cooking schedule, skip the basting. Contrary to popular belief, experts say basting doesn't actually flavor the meat as much as most of the liquid runs off the skin and back into the pan. The opening and shutting of the oven every 30 minutes can cool an oven quickly, adding to their overall roasting time. That's true. You want to keep that oven door closed. You keep opening it, and you're going to have to cook the turkey longer. Here's another myth. You can tell the bird is done by its thigh temperature. If the thigh temperature is 165 degrees and the juices run clear, the bird is finished roasting. Food experts at Gourmet Magazine recommend using the four-spot test to check for doneness. They prick both thighs, the thickest part of the breast on each side, and each wing. The bird isn't cooked enough until all pricks register 165 degrees, which is the USDA recommendation. Butterball advises waiting until the thighs reach 180 degrees and the breast is at 170. And then, of course, we have the famous pop-up thermometer. Now, those were always, we've had that a few times over the years, where you get the turkey that has the automatic thermometer already in it, and when it pops up, it's supposed to be done. I never trusted those things. And, we discovered a few times that we would use that, and then we would test the actual temperature, not just blindly trusting the thing, and sometimes it wouldn't be done. Thermometers that pop up when the turkey is cooked is an easy way for novice chefs to guarantee they aren't giving the whole family food poisoning, but most pros poo-poo the idea, the devices, because they're usually an indicator that the bird is overcooked. They're usually programmed to pop up at around 180, even though the USDA recommends cooking turkeys considerably lower at 165 minimum. But safety is the bigger issue. Consumer Reports tested pop-up monitors in 2014 and discovered that some pop up before the meat is fully cooked. Even if you do not want a pop-up thermometer guide, the USDA recommends double-checking the temperature at the innermost part of the thigh. And the myth is, don't eat the skin. Turkey skin is high in fat. The skin on a 3.5-ounce piece has about 4 grams of fat, between 30 and 40 calories, but it's a good kind of fat, they say. There is more non-unsaturated fat than saturated fat in poultry skin, says someone from the Harvard School of Public Health. Mono-non-saturated fats help balance cholesterol levels, which could lower the risk of heart disease and may improve insulin and blood sugar levels. Don't make it your main meal, but feel free to have a portion and guilt-free, because it's not that as bad as they say it is. Leftovers can sit out until the end of the meal. Harmful bacteria can grow quickly, especially if your dining room temperature is warm. Butterball suggests refrigerating leftovers within 2 hours of eating, and then either eat them or freeze them within 3 days. Get the turkey in the oven first thing in the morning is a myth. You don't want everyone's stomachs rumbling while they wait for the turkey, depending on what time you plan to gather around the table. You might not need to start rushing the cooking. Depending on the size of the bird, it will need to cook for about 3 to 5 hours at 325. Plan your day accordingly. So, there you go. Some tips. Mark says, if you spatchcock a turkey, it cooks in almost half the time. A spatchcock is basically cutting it in half and laying it flat. Okay. 847 area code says that there's a jewel at Foster and Broadway as well. Oh yeah, didn't that used to be a Dominick's, or am I nuts?
I want to say it was a Dominick's, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a Dominick's, because when I lived in that area, I think that was a Dominick's, because we had a Jewel at right by my where my apartment was. A block away, there was a Jewel. That's on Ashland/Clark, is where Clark and Ashland are running next to each other. I'm trying to remember the street, because I lived at Balmoral, and so it was one of those B streets, I believe, further north. It was about 3 blocks north of Balmoral, on Clark/Ashland, because it ran on, it was on both of them. But Foster and Broadway, that used to be a Dominick's that I remember. That was back when I lived there. I haven't lived in Andersonville in a very long time. So, all righty then. So, some turkey tips for you, and we'll talk a little bit more about Thanksgiving as we get closer to the holiday. So, tomorrow we're going to have some live music in studio. Dan, what's the band that we're going to have in?
The Diving Bell.
The Diving Bell. They're going to be in here live. We'll hear some live music, and the wonderful Esmeralda Leon will be here. She's going to spend the show with us from 2 to 5, and we'll have all the regular Friday features, and Esmeralda Leon will be here. Skip Skipley will come by. We'll play a little For the Record and have a lot of fun with Esmeralda. So it's going to be a fun show tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. All right, the opening bell is up next after the news.